This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about how God rewards unselfish acts. And recently, I was reading about Abraham and his nephew Lot and how they lived in the same area. Now, both were wealthy men as they had a number of sheep and cattle both to manage. But soon, they would outgrow that current pasture land. And so the herdsmen for both men began to argue back and forth due to these space limitations. And one day, Abraham went to Lot and said, "We've got to stop this arguing because we are family." And Abraham followed his talk up with a very unselfish act. He asked Lot to choose whatever portion of land he desired to live on, and then he would move his herd and family to reside somewhere else. Now, Lot, on the other hand, responded in a very selfish way because he chose the most fertile land near the Jordan Valley. I think both men's actions are quite instructive. Abraham demonstrated faith because he saw God as his provider. So there was no desire for him to just grab or snatch what was before him, fearing that, you know, he was going to be left empty-handed. Lot's choice was rooted in fear and deprivation. And we would see where that would ultimately lead him because the land he chose was near Sodom, which was the city that God ultimately would destroy. So let us cling to these words when we think about our treasures here on earth. Don't store up treasures here on earth where moths eat them and rust destroys them. Store your treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy them, and thieves do not break in. Matthew 6:19-20. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, do an unselfish act and store your treasures in heaven.